Thank you very much. Just in case you're starting to like feel pretty good about things, I'm going to get this out. This changes everything. This sound system is so good. So I'm sure most of you are following the news cycle these days. I wrote this song back during the election, when the election was going on. I got just sick and tired of all of it, on both sides. I got tired of all of it. And my wife and I had quite a spirited discussion about why I am tired of it and why I shouldn't be tired of it and why it's very important to pay attention to every single word, which I've learned just pay attention to every single word she says, but Rachel Maddow says I can take and leave a few. But I had had enough one day. And coincidentally, I'm part of an online songwriters group. There are maybe 15 of us kind of spread out all around the country. And occasionally we'll get together for 8-week sessions and one of us will give a prompt to the group, with a phrase or a word or something like that. And then you have a week to write a song and post it for the group to critique. It's brutal. It's just brutal. And they're not all gems, you know, you don't write, you know, but it's a great working exercise. The prompt for this particular round was cocoon. So some of the songs were about butterflies and, you know, and metamorphosis and growth and beauty, and I went a decidedly different direction with that. And because of my mindset of what was going on. And so I wrote a song about a caterpillar that refuses to leave his cocoon and doesn't want anything to do with anybody at all, which is contrary to what everyone thinks about butterflies. So this is called Cocoon.